שויפטים ושויטרים. שויפטים ושויטרים תיתן לך בכל שעוריך. ביפם רב חיים ויטל, שויטים ושויטרים תיתן לך בכל שעוריך. What is לך? שויפטים ושויטרים תיתן בכל שעוריך. What is תיתן לך? Rav Chaim Vital says every person has his private she'orim, his doors. The eyes are the doors, the ears are doors, the mouth is a door, the heart is a door. All different things come in, some good and some bad. As a chiyuv, שויטרים ושויפים תיתן לך בכל שעוריך. Every person, זאת רב חיים ויטל, has to put שויטרים ושויפטים on every shower. He has to put policemen, he has to put גדורים on his eyes to be careful what he sees. He has to put guards on his ears to be sure what he listens. He can't say, it'll be okay. Like b'chol she'orecho, you have to put shoftim v'shoytrim to be in charge. To be in charge. The same thing in the private she'orim of the person, you have to put shoftim v'shoftim. The pasuk is mamshich lo'itata mishpat v'lo'isakir ponim v'lo'isikat she'ichad ki ha'she'ichad ya'aver einei chachomim v'yisalef divrei tzadikim. The Torah tells us that the biggest person in the world, if you give him a little bit money, he will and the Gemara says terrible stories on Amoraim, that the guy break the fruit earlier and he passed himself to be a Dayan, and he was standing outside and he was hoping that the guy will say, and he was hoping that the guy will say. What is the pshat? The Chazanish says it's a pora aduma. Chazanish said it's a pora aduma. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv. They say a vitz from one of the Gdolim ones. There was a person that was a dayan that people was a bavus to shmu that he gets sheichad, and he became deaf. So they asked him, it says, "Ki ha-sheichad ya'aver einei chachomim." You have to become blind. That's not a pshuta shel mikra. Why you became deaf? He said, because by me, people promised me money, but they never gave it to me. So I only heard it. So it was, I became deaf, you know. But you get it, when you see it, then you get blind. If you only promised it, you only get deaf. We don't understand it. I'm not going out to speak to Dayonim to go wipe shot. Taka, the sheikhat makes people blind to pass in the wrong psak. But if sheikhat could blind people, this is the beginning of the pasuk. So shaytrim v'shayftim titel lecha b'chol she'orecho. A person has negias, says, I'm allowed to go play, I'm allowed to own a phone, I'm allowed to stay in this dira. I'm allowed to. He has negias. If he doesn't have shaitim v'shaitim titan lecho b'chol she'orecho, he'll be nichshol in the end. Because the yitzhara is so strong, so a person has to have gdorim, where he goes, where he doesn't go, what he does, what he doesn't do. So it's a gewaltige Wort. The Pasuk says, and the king, V'hoyo kishivtoy al kise mamlachtoy, V'kosav lo yes mishne atoyro azois al ha-sefer. V'hoy so imoy v'koro bo kol yomichayov, Leman yilmad lehiro es Hashem elekecho, Lishmo kol divri atoyro azois, V'esachuki moele la-asoisa. It's a member of Rosh Hashiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi, would say every time. The Gemara had a Havamin and Sanhedrin that the Melech has to take the Sofateria to the bathroom. So the Gemara, Vekoraboy, Mokim Sheroy Lekriya, Mokim Shein Roy Lekriya Loy. But we see, why was it sad that the Melech would bring in the Sofateria into the bathroom? The Teretz is, if a person doesn't have a Shmira from Teira the whole time, he could fall. So the Gemara had a tzad that the Melech needs the Shmira from Teira even when he goes to the bathroom. So the Gemara, yeah, but you can't put in the Sofa Teira. But it says, V'hoi so imoi, V'hoi akishivte al kisem amachti, V'kosav lo yes mishneh ha-Teira azois. Why Mishneh? Zogt Rashi, Shtei Sefer Teiras. The king has to have two Teiras. Achas Shimunachas Bebeis Gnozov, one he puts in the house in the safe. He's not even on the table, on the safe. He doesn't have a safe. Ve'achas Shenichnes Ve'yoytze Simoy. Why the king needs two? Why the king needs two? Why he needs two Teiras? One he goes with him, and one he puts in the safe. What's the pshat? I heard once vote, by me this vote is more from a lot of voting than I heard. I hope you will take it for all of your life, this vote. The Melech writes a Sefer Teira, and he puts it in his house, in the Beis Gnozov. The most important place in his house, he puts the Sefer Teira. Then there's another Sefer Teira he puts in his arms. And where he goes with this Sefer Teira. This Sefer Teira goes with him to vacation. Goes with him up north, down south. Goes with him to a war. The whole time he's with the Sefer Teira. Slowly, the Sefer Teira Chas V'Sholem starts to get used to the world. You know, yeshivi davens in hat and jacket, when the zmanim, first the jacket is on the shoulders, then he loses the hat somewhere, then the jacket turns to a sweatshirt, different halachas, yeah? Different halachas. It's where it changes. In the beginning he decides he bends from a bencher, then he remembers Baal Peh. Different ways how things change. Things change. The Teira tells the Melech a givaldik ezach. You have to be the whole time with the Teira. But I want you to have another Sefer Teira in the house. Every time when you come back, check if your Teira didn't change from the original. Is an original. You can live your life. But if the Teira will be with you the whole time, slowly the Teira will become, you know, 2013. The Teira changes. This is what the Apikosim think. Our friends that think that they're from. This is what they think. And the Teira changes. We know Chas V'Sholem, the Teira didn't change. The same Teira from 2000, but they think that it's old-fashioned. The Teira stays the base Gnozov. I met a Yid from London, very wealthy Yid. He told me that he learned in Kol Teira by my father. He had to leave early to help his family, and he went in very far into deep to Olam HaParnasa. And he came and he asked, he wants to keep himself. So my father told him, go to your room now, and write down what is your Ashkofa and people that are sitting and learning. What is the Ashkofa and people that are not sitting and learning? What is your Ashkofa and Bnei Teire? What? And bring me the paper. But Mamish, write really what you're holding, not what you think that you have to hold. He finished to write it, he begged it to my father. My father didn't open it, close it, put it in an envelope, and told him, in 10 years from today, open it, check where you're holding. If your hashkaf has changed. And he said, only four times in his life he opened it. Every 10 years. And every time he had to reschedule himself back, he realized how krum he became. The Torah says you have a Torah bebeis gnozov. That Torah doesn't change. I would say not even at the table, in the safe. Don't touch it. Pach Hashem al Torah. So the Melech has to live with the Torah. But the Torah is meramizim, but it's a Torah that doesn't go to the street. The yeshivas, the kedusha. This is the reason the Rosh Hashivas, which is Al-Mosa Ashkofe, some people don't understand why the Rosh Hashivas have to run the world and not some Rabbanim. The Rabbanim are much more, the Isaac and the people and the Kiruvel, they know much better. Why the Shaila is, if a person has to marry someone or not, he only has to ask a Rosh Hashiva, not someone that is involved in that kind of world. If I can't go to the Rav that lives in Los Angeles and ask him, he knows better. The answer is, I'm not speaking about no specific, Chas v'Shalom. So I say Rosh Hashiva, I'm not saying my Rishiyum, so I don't think I mean myself. Yeah? When someone is outside, the Torah gets a krirus. I'm not saying some Rabbanim are like not outside, Chas v'Shalom, no, again, not. The Melech has to recheck himself with the Torah shebebeis gnozov. He lives lefi Torah. The Melech is Torah. But this is the Torah that he's with him in the cases and the war. That Torah slowly gets rubbed around. The Torah says he has two Torahs. One Torah that he comes home. For sure, if someone wants it, some people that they don't like when you say tif, they want mamish to understand the post of kipshutai. So I'll make it a little bit even for the people that want to understand the kipshutai. These people need to hear this message much better. And the Melech goes with the Torah. Slowly he loses the chashivas to the Torah. It's with him, he's going on his horse, dancing with the Torah. Yeah. Then he kills a person with his Torah, then he goes to a party, when he's a king, yeah? He with the Torah. He comes home, Sahun Kodesh, he kisses the Torah. He gets again the respect of the Torah. It's the same vote. Just if you want to have a balabatish on the Lom the Shaboy, it's the same thing. The Torah that is with him the whole time, slowly, if I can, I'm with the Torah. He doesn't feel. He comes home, the base gnosis, he goes in after the gold. The most expensive thing is the Sefer Torah there. In the safe. You know what I have? I have a Sefer Torah. So this keeps him to become a hatere mensch. This keeps him a different madrige. Pasuk says, "Shalosh orim tavdi lecho." Peni umeis yonos lachas orim eile v'chai. The Gemara says the parshat orim miklot. First, the pasuk says, "Tochin lecho aderech v'shilashta es gvul arzecho." The Gemara says, "Tochin lecho aderech, miklot ayokosuv al parshas drachim." Was signs in the way to parshas drachim, green signs with an arrow, miklot, and he will know how to go on all the languages. Zog de minchas chinuch. It says in the Chazal there was no signs where is Yerushalayim. When the Oyler Regolim would go, they would have to ask the whole time. There was no signs. Why? Okay, so Malabati Shechmei, when the guy is running, someone's going to kill him, he's running away from the Goel Adam, if he has to ask someone, he'll be killed. The Mechassidu says, if that is the reason, say this, so also give signs to Yerushalayim. Say that. No one is going to kill them, but why he can't give a service? Zog the Milchas Chinuch, the Chinuch, Hashem didn't want signs, where is Yerushalayim? Why? He wanted that people will ask, where is Yerushalayim, where is Yerushalayim? So the little kid will ask his mother, what, every 2 minutes someone is going to Yerushalayim? What is in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is Beis HaMikdash. Everyone is going to Yerushalayim? So, yeah, everyone is going to Yerushalayim. But if every 5 minutes someone says, where is the Yemiklat? What, again someone was killed? Again someone was killed? What, again someone was not careful? Slowly, slowly, killing will become a cheap thing by people. This is like, why when you read a newspaper, it's bad. This person killed. It makes you low. So we don't want people to hear about killing. In the film newspapers, you don't write. When someone kills, you don't write about it. It's the Rav and the Gedolim. The film newspapers. If they write, you know it's not a film one. All the film newspaper, Al-Pir Avshach, has never written down that in Colombia a guy killed. Sometimes on Goy, maybe they write, they don't feel that it's... But on Yidden, it's never written down that in Be'er Sheva someone killed someone. They never write it down. Why? Minchas Chinuch. We don't want people to know that people kill. When you know that people kill, you become a cheaper person. But Yerushalayim, we want everyone to know. But I want to go, it's more from that. A person has to learn from here. Some Bochim sometimes think that they work at Hanava. What are you doing in the afternoon? I'm going to Bis Medrash to learn from after the Suda till Mincha, yes. Lel Shabbos, I'm going to learn 5 hours, yes. It's a mitzvah to say it. It's not guided. He learns, I also want to learn. Don't be embarrassed. You want to come to play? So no one goes to play alone, yeah? About a guy says, you want to go to play? So he's embarrassed, what do you say? No, I'm not feeling good. But he's trying to learn. He's a choshev bach. He's not a cheap bach that will go to play alone. He's embarrassed, but I don't think that he's not gishmak, yeah? He forgot to play basketball. Huh? No, I'm not in the mood. I'm in the mood, I love learning. Everyone will say it, so all the rishoyim will stop. A person doesn't have to be embarrassed. We want that people will hear Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Zog the Chinuch. Person, fakat, when a person is going to play, not to say, sometimes I see a bad bacher, tells another bad bacher coming to play, so if I could, I try to get up and give him a patch. That's why, was it Issa to play? First, could be not. But it's Issa to say it in Bismedosh. People don't have to hear that people killed, that people have bad yitzahores, or they can't get, you know, they need to work out, all different shtus, yeah? You're a nebach, you're a sick guy, you need to work out, say you're a nebach. You need to go to play on a guitar, nebach, guitar game nebach. Quiet. You need to go quiet. Take your shorts and all of your shtusim, put them in a bag, far away from yeshiva, when you come to the Mokim Atinoifes, put it on there. You need. The Bach is not embarrassed. He goes out of yeshiva dressing like a juggle. Yeah? He's a Rosh of this Bach. I'm explaining to you why. He needs it. Take it in the bag. Go to near the tracks of the train. Put it on there. Find a place. Do it there. If you need, I'm not against the people that need. I know a Shvach and Bach. I know. But a Bach goes like this, so he makes it. People do it here. People do it here. Is a miklot? Is a ir miklot? And Hashem said, do a lot of them. People need ir miklot. Something. He needs a ir miklot from his yitzharah. He needs to play a little bit. Could be. I'm not saying. Aber quiet. Stiller red. Learning starker red. Learning starker. Not the opposite. Person going away for Shabbat. Now the whole bench has to hear that he's going away to the forest place in El Tisrael, like this will be tired the whole week. So he goes to Tzfas, they also want to go to Tzfas. Nebach, say that. He doesn't care, he couldn't find a city in Yerushalayim. Say that, Nebach, say that. I don't know if it could come to me, but that's clear, yeah? Chinuch says, the Torah has melamed us. Miklot, miklot, kosuv. That people will not hear that people are going there. Masha'en ken Yerushalayim, fakir, we want people to hear. Yonus l'acha sa'orim o'ile v'chai. Moses v'chai. Talmid shegolo maglim rabo yimoy. Why? Because a Talmid cannot live without Teira. Chaye bale ha'chokhmo b'loy Teiro kemisa chashuvim. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Kisei tzela milchomo al oivecho, veroiso sus verechev am rov mimcho. Lo isiro mehem, ki Hashem elekecho imcho. Vahoyo ki korvachem al milchomo, veniga shakoyen vediber al oom. Shma Yisrael, atem krivim hayom la milchomo. Al yera levavchem. ודיברו השויט, מי הוא איש אשר בונו בייס חודש ולא יחנוכוי? ילך ויושב לבייסוי פניומוס במלחומו וישאח יחנכנו. מי איש אשר נוטו קרם ולא יחיל אלוי? ילך ויושב לבייסוי פניומוס במלחומו וישאח יחללנו. מי איש אשר אירס אישו ולא ילקוחו? פניומוס במלחומו. ויוספו השויטרים לדבר אלוהום, מי איש היורב ורח הלבו? יולך וישב לבייסוי. ולא יימס אס לבב איכוב כי לבובוי. So the Gemara says, the Shoytrim say four things. מי האיש אשר בון הבייס ולא יחנוכו, ילך ביושב אל בייסוי. מי איש אשר נוסו אישו, אשר נוטו קרם, ילך ביושב לבייסוי. מי איש אשר אירס אישו, ולא לקוחו, ילך וישב לבייסר. As a Rambam, I don't know if we have time to go into it, the Rambam learns from here that the seder of the person, first he builds himself a house, he finds a job, and then he gets married. Because he says, if a person first gets married, so first say, if you got married, first if you build a house. Even if you build a house, maybe you're a noteh karen. After that, maybe you're married. So the order is, he says, the person has to first take care of his house, to find a place to live, to find a job, and then you get married. But the Chatipshim, the Rambam says, is the opposite. There's a Porshinuim in the Rambam. We have time. Then the Kohen says, Mi oish ayore v'racha leivam. If you're scared, go back home. Because we don't want everyone to scare. Zog Drashi, Tzigmore, and Soito. אמר רב עקיבא כמשמוי שאין יוכל לעמוד בקשר מלחמו he scares to see knives רבי יסע הגלילי אומר היורה מהווירה שביודוי not only that רבי יסע says that the reason the Torah let the people that build the house and marry them to go back why Hashem build the house Nebuch okay so bad he will lose his house that he built I mean the other guy will die anyways because the Torah doesn't want that everyone that comes back home people will know that they had aveiras. So there's a lot of excuses to go back. But the eager reason is we don't want people that did Averis to be in the war. The Gemara says, who goes back? Afilu sach ben tfilin shel yad le tfilin shel roish choyzer me'orche ha'milchomo. So me'ayish ha'yore v'rachaleivov Peniyomus, Peniyimas, Levov, Ochav, Kemoisoi, is Sach ben Tfilin Shel Yad, the Tfilin Shel Rosh, Choyzer Me'olcha Milchoma, because he will die, and it will be bad for everyone, like Ochav. Ochav took from the Cherem when they went to fight with the city Ai, and he died. So Yeshua got, oh no, what is happening here? Someone dies. Else died. So he said that Paul Mol, and it's again Baba B'Shaitoy Ma'atoyv. There was a famous show that the Maskilim, was the Mizrochis in the time of the Chaim Moizel, they made a show. How will look when Mashiach will come? was big signs, big cinema, big place, thousands of people, and in the middle of the room was standing hundreds of big guys, big hair, big hands, with sticks, with nails and glass, and they were screaming. And like this, the show started. And it said, like, how will be a war when Mashiach will come? And then a Kohen Gadol goes into the room and gets quiet. And then everyone screams again, hey, we're ready to go to fight. Mila Hashem Elai, they're yelling. And he says, Mi Oish Asher Bono Bais, Noloi Chanocho, Yelech V'Yoshuv Al Boisoi. 5% leave. The other 95% scream. Mi Oish Asher Nota Kerem V'Loi Chanocho, Rechil Eloi. Another 5% leave. But 90% are there screaming. Mi Oish Asher Ires Isha. Another 10% leave, but 80% of the deer is screaming. Mi oish hayore verach aleivov. And I was like, hey, we're not scared. And he says, me'aveiro ish shebeyodai. And he gets quiet. Everyone puts down their head. And slowly, slowly, everyone sneaks out. And no one is left in the room. There's one guy, very short guy, with a long beard, is left. And he goes over and he says, I'm masking to fight. And he picks up his hands and it says Chofetz Chaim. And the show finishes. This was the show. They told it to Reb Chaim Oizer. He said, Reshoim! It's his words. Reshoim! They forgot the last chapter of the show. That he goes and he wins. Yesterday night, I met a Yid. There's a lot of cousins that have holes in their yarmulkes. Some of them are choshuvim. And they had arguments about the army. I'm telling it because I was an American. I saw even the frum people don't understand it. And what would it be if all of you were sitting and learning? I said, yeah. So one guy will win the whole war. It'll be like Switzerland here. If everyone will sit and learn, we don't need an army. Exactly. Who is saving the country? The ones that are learning. He said, ach. That guy is a rough from holes. The Skarov said, there's a mitzvah to make letzenusa da vedezor. Amol, we thought that they're taka yin, shemotero mitzvahs. We found out that the Gemara of the learning in the Fayomi, Amaoret soinel etal mitchochem, is niskayim by them. We believe everyone that has a tzad of Aveira, we don't want them in the army. Yeah. They can win the war. The Loim de Teira could save the world. This is our Ashkafa. So why, I'm speaking now from American frum people, why they don't volunteer to help? I mean, we help him, we are fighting. We are now winning. They are the losers. Because of them, we die. Because of us, we live. This is our truth. It's hard for us to say it to people that loses their kids. But we have our parsha. And the parsha starts. Kiseitze la milchama. Veroiso. Sus verechev am rov mimcho. Millions Arabs around you. Lo yisiro mehem. Is allowed to be scared. This is the ashkofa, the tailor, this is the akdome. Ki Hashem Elokecha, we have a ribayna shaloylo. And this is the reason the Gedolei Yisrael are not nervous what will be. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And because we're so shvach, He didn't send us Hitler again. He didn't send us Stalin again. He didn't send us Haman HaRosha again. He sent us a Yid that behaves like them. Because a Yid fault is a Yid. A Yid doesn't kill. It's the easiest. Be'etzem is Gzeira. And we manage. We passed a couple thousand years of Gzeiras. So, noch a gzeira? It's the easiest gzeira. Taking away a couple of dollars away from us. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Talking against us. Not liking us. Say it. No, but we have to believe these parshas. I'm saying b'shas kiryas ha'teira and Shabbos. You have to read these parshas good. This is our emunah. This was our emunah. So something say, yeah, but you see it with the army, with all the police. Hashem has begun to it like that. We'll have everything, we'll see clear. So be no nisayin in life. Aber das ist unsere Ashkofe. Chamoizer said, Rishoyim. Chamoizer called it. Rishoyim. Posuk is Mamshich. The end of the parsha is a parsha. If Eglo Arufa. So it's a word of the Chofetz Chaim. It's a famous word of the Chofetz Chaim. And after that, next parsha is Kisei Tzul HaMilchome V'Ro'iso Bashivyo Eishel Yifas Toya. Parsha Yofa Nidreshes. But if you look in our parsha, we're already in the war. We already send away the people that are Yivra Averes. Hashem told us not to be scared. Make Sholem, cut the war, not to cut the trees. Then we have in the end of the parsha like a little hafsoke, the eglo arufa, and then parsha's kisei tzul hamilchama, again back to the war. 2 weeks of chizuk in the war. Why eglo arufa is smack in the middle here? No shaychus. It's gizum in the end of shoiftim, and the whole kisei tzul is war. What to do in a war? Why eglo arufa smacks here in the middle? It's a little. So I think the Chofetz Chaim said as well. The Torah wants to teach us what is Eglah Arufa? You go, you find someone dead, you don't know who killed him. You make Kapel Amcho Yisrael, is a guy dead. See in the second of all the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Zokta, in the world, thousands of people are dying. It's war. A lot of times when thousands of people are dying, one more person, people don't care so much. The Torah wants to teach us a chashivus of every person. There's a war here and a war here. If you find a dead person and no one takes charge, what happened here? The skanim have to bring a kapora that a yid was killed. Sometimes you know you have car accidents. So if you, only one person was killed, seven people are killed, a big car accident. Yad. Someone they start to say Tehillim, they heard seven people are killed. One person, seven people. This is what the Torah wants to be mafkia. He said to them, Milchama. Find one person dead, the whole parsha. Thousands are dying in the war. And thousands are dying here. Say that. There's a war, but every neshama of every person is important. I want to finish with a vote of Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says, the Pasuk says, וירודו זקנה העיר ההיא אסייג לו לנחל וניגשו הקויאנים מלוי ואונו ואומרו ידינו לא ישופכו את הדם הזה ועינינו לא יראו זאת רשי ידינו לא ישופכו וכי אולסו הלב שזקנה בייזדין שויפכה דומימה we didn't see him and we didn't walk him out. So they say we didn't kill him. Not that we had a tzad that he killed him, but maybe you send him without food and without levaya. You didn't walk him. So b'meila and that they have to bring a kapot. They say we didn't do it. And if they would give him a sandwich and they would walk him. I mean, this guy, someone killed him. Find a dead guy, someone chopped off his head. So you would walk him from till the airport. But the plane fell in the middle of the way. his father Midbar Yehuda chopped. Five Arabs killed him. So like Biscayan, it's not us. We did not walk him. If we would see him, we would walk him. We didn't see him. But if we would see him, we would walk him. How much you would walk him? 5 meters, 10 meters, Shir Levayas Daladamas. Shir Levayas Daladamas. Zagdem Chaim Shmulevitz, if you would walk him, he would feel like $1 million. Person leaves, no one walks him, no one says goodbye to him. He's so down, so when the people come to kill him, he doesn't have ambitions to try to fight on his life. The person feels good about himself, he runs away, he's careful, he's in a good mood, there's a chance that he will be saved. You send him without food. No one walked him. He came to the city. No one gave him a seat in the shul. No one looked at him. He walked as if I'm a nuda. However, when the guy came to kill him, he was easy to be killed. But if you walk a person and he feels good, he feels people care about him, he has the koyach to fight. Bacher comes to yeshiva. It's hard in the beginning. Sometimes it's very hard in the beginning. If someone tells him a good word, how you doing? Shalom Aleichem. Take care of you. He could manage to fight the whole thing. And then he'll become the best bachur in yeshiva. But if he comes, every guy is busy with his own chapik, his own seat, his own matzah, his own. Later you can't say your deinu reshofcho sadam azim. Then you can't say your deinu reshofcho sadam azim. Person will come, is a yid, he was nifta, I don't want to say his name. Came a big chashuv alabas, very, very chashuv yid. He told me, he was nifta, he was sick recently, he was nifta. Chashuv alabat in Europe. He came to Panovich, and he was so down. He decided to leave yeshiva and to go out. And when he was walking out the step, he passed near a Bel Povalski. And his jacket was like crumbled. But the Bel stopped him and organized his jacket. And he came back to yeshiva. And he stayed in Mentera. That jacket he keeps in his house. All his life he had that jacket. That little word to give a person. I mean, all of us know we're the same people. Someone will give you a fest to shtach the whole day you're down. Someone will give you one good book, Yimamash, like you can be me. Everything is gewaltig. And then you can manage to fight. The Skevim say, Yodeinu lo yishofchu es adom. If we would send them without Levaya, we are considered Roitzchim. We made him to feel down. He's a nobody. If we walked him, B'schus Ras, he managed to fight. This is our job. This is what we have to do. That's the show we'll have together.